Everything thought already is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Everything thought already is. We like to think that we are thinking new thoughts. We like to think that we are thinking thoughts that have never been thought before. We like to think that our thoughts are so unique, they're so special, they're so wonderful, they're so brand new. That's what we like to think. But is that the truth? And of course it's not. There's nothing new under the sun, so we've been told. Everything has already been thought, everything has already been done, and everything has already been. And everything already is. Now, why is it that we think that today is a new day? Why is it we think that the thoughts we're thinking right now are new thoughts that have perhaps never been thought before? Or why are we ruminating over thoughts that other people have thought and think that they're new thoughts? But of course, for one point of view, they are new thoughts to us. They are new for what we are thinking. We are thinking them brand new for our thought system. Now, if I think a thought, and I think, for instance, it's a lovely day. Now, has that thought ever been thought before? And of course it has. Now, is it a lovely day? Well, it's a lovely day according to how I pronounce it, a lovely day. If I say it's a lovely day because the sun is shining and the clouds are beautiful in the sky and it's not too hot, not too cold, it's just the right temperature to be enjoying life, and it's a lovely day. Now, another person might say, oh, it's a lovely day because I'm going to work in the garden. And it is so perfect for me to work in the garden. It's just a lovely day for me to work in the garden. The soil is moist from the rain we had this past week, and so it'll be very pleasant to work in the soil, to take my hands and dig them down into the rich earth and plant seeds and prepare for the wonderful flowers that are coming in the spring. Yes, it's a lovely day. Oh, true, it's fall. True, it's winter. True, it's Christmas Day today, Christmas Eve, and it is the 24th of December 2009. But the thing is, it's a very special day. It's a very special day. It's a lovely day. It's a very wonderful day. It's a day for me. Oh, yes. Will there ever be another Christmas Day, 2009, December 24th? No. But who knows? Who knows whether there will be or will not be? Or is every day that day? Or is all time and all space here and now? So if I were to think of Christmas Day the year 2000, or if I were to think of Christmas Day the year 0, if I were to think of Christmas Day the year 33 years before 0, yes, if I were to think A.D., B.C., oh, I can think all those thoughts. Now, can I think of it as a Christmas day? Then can I think of that day, here I am, in the year 33 B.C., A.D., before Christ, A.D., after. So this is A.D. and B.C. is before. So if I think of 33 B.C., and I think of the day that the baby Jesus was born on earth, and I think, well, yes, I wonder what I will be doing on December 24th, 2009. Well, now that's a thought we normally wouldn't think at all, and we'd say, what a silly thing to think, a thought such as that. Why? Why? Here it is, the year 2009, and it's the night before Christmas, and I'm thinking these thoughts about the year 33 B.C., before the turn of the calendar, and I say, isn't that interesting? And then I say, my goodness, I wonder what it'll be like in the year 3000. Or I like, what it'll be year in the 3000, you know, 3000, the year 3000, what would that be like? 3009. what would it be like? My goodness. And what would it be like? What would I be like at that time? What sort of thinking would be going on in my head at that time? Well, I can think those thoughts. And when I'm in the year 3000, I can be thinking, well, I wonder what I was thinking in the year 2009. And in the year 3009, I wonder what I was thinking in the year 2009. You say, well, Herb, that's a lot of nonsense. That's a lot of crazy talk that has no validity. It has no reason, no rhyme. That's right. Life does not have to have reason and rhyme. Life does not have to have a program that is definable and designable and balanced and logical and reasonable. We've learned very strongly and very powerfully that the divine is not logical nor reasonable. The things that happen in the divine spectrum are not logical or reasonable. They're just there, and they're just for us to think about. So if I say every thought already is, every experience that ever has happened already is, no matter what I think about today, tomorrow, or the future, all time is here and now. That's what our scientists are telling us. That's what the Bible has been telling us. That's what history has been telling us. That's what philosophers have been telling us from the beginning of philosophy. That's from the beginning of man's thought. That all time is here and all space is right here. And no matter how we would like to say that we are not sitting at this moment, at this very moment, at the cradle, at the side of the baby Jesus being born, we are there. We are there. Who knows? We might even think of ourselves as being the baby Jesus. Well, what a lovely thought. We might even think of ourselves as being Mary or Joseph or any one of the shepherds who come to praise and give honor to this birth of this new bright being that is coming into the world. Do we honor our children as they are born, as we do the Christ child? Do we honor our children with such a glorious hallelujah, with such a star standing over the area where that our child is born? Think of that. I have only one son, but I have the greatest son in the world. And my son was born in his special manger in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the hospital. And I was just outside of the room where he was born. My wife and I had done Lamaze before he went in, and she went in and just popped him out, and he was just wonderful. It was a grand and a glorious birth, and we praised and gave thanks for the wonderful expression of purity and beauty that we had. Now, had I ever thought before he was born what it would be like, or have I thought after he was born what it would be like, or am I thinking it now for the first time, how we gave birth to the Christ child, we gave birth to this beautiful being, this beautiful young man called Mark, and he has just glorified us every moment of his life by being the most ideal, fantastic son. And no matter what nonsense he happened to do, he was our son. And we praised him and blessed him, and we honored him. And at all times, we saw him being the ideal young man, the ideal boy, the ideal man, the ideal father that he is, the ideal being that he is. Oh, my goodness. Every thought was already thought. Oh, yes. When I was a little boy, I thought, I wonder what it would be like to be a daddy. I wonder what it would be like to be a daddy. And perhaps the thoughts came through my mind as I was a little boy of what I would be thinking when I was an older boy, when I was a daddy indeed. And what wonderful thoughts go through our mind. Every thought already is, and we think it again and again and again. And it gives us an opportunity this beautiful day, this beautiful before the Christ child in each of us is born, this beautiful day to say how wonderful everything is. We can be like the biblical God that said, I have created everything, and all that I have created is good and very good. Have we thought that? I sure have thought that often. And I thought, how fortunate I am. How fortunate I am to be living in a world that I created, in a world that had never been before, and yet it always was. In a world that has never been expressing who I am, and yet every day of my life and every moment, that world has been expressing those beautiful thoughts. How grand it is! How grand it is to realize that all time is now and all space is now and all time is here and all space is here. How wonderful! Yes, every thought already is. And so this day, this beautiful Christmas Eve day, I say, welcome, Christ child, born in me, born in my family, born in my son, born in my wife, born in my mother and father, born in all those beings, all those wonderful beings who populate my earth, all those wonderful beings resident in my universe, all those wonderful beings, and each of those beings I have selectively, particularly, joyously created to be the Christ child born in my world, even as I am the Christ child born in my world. And as I keep these thoughts alone in my consciousness, I will live as the Christ child lives. I will live as the Christ lives in me, in you, in all. I will be my ideal self at all times. And how great that is! Have a wonderful Christmas Eve. Have a wonderful experience as you once again give birth to the awareness of the divine within you, as I give birth to the awareness of the divine within me. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.